Good morning, the exotics vet. Chris is speaking.
Hey, mate, just me.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Yeah, all right. How was this morning? Bit messy.
Yeah. Bit busy, but it's not too bad.
Mm.
Yep. Got there.
Kelman doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing all right. We do have, though, cheeky, the Konya, Wendy Fiddock. Possibly fractured leg. So we're going to do a GA and some x-rays and see how bad it is. But, yeah, depending how bad it is, she doesn't want to do, like, surgery or anything like that.
Has he done a splint before?
Not with me, not that I know of, no.
Okay. The main thing to, he can call me, but the main things to consider, twofold, use the good elastoplast tape because the other one takes forever to set. Make sure that the bird is actually facing him, like feet up facing him on the lying on its back so that he can hold the foot by the ankle and make sure that the leg is, the tibiotarsus, I imagine is where it's fractured, tibiotarsus is as straight as possible so that, and you do have to pull the feathers.
Yeah.
So pull the feathers, if it's the tibiotarsus, pull the feathers from the knee down. And then, the tape, he just needs to be really conscious that it's not so wide that when the bird's perching, it prevents it from bending the knee. So he needs to tape it in a way that the bird can still stand and perch, which means the knee needs to be slightly flexed.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then the x-ray, if he wants to send it to me, just tell him to do that and I'll have a look.
I'll tell him to, definitely.
Yep. No matter where the leg is fractured, the bird needs to be taped out straight with both wings extended and both legs extended.
No worries,
What happened? She stepped on it or something?
I think she might have crashed. I haven't looked at her wings, but she could. Usually, I think her son or something will just hack the wings after we've done a wing trim. I'm not too sure if she's crashed and fallen off something.
I think
she might have said to Emily, "I just needed to fly." I haven't sort of sussed that out properly yet, but
yeah.
I don't think she was stood on, but most likely just landed badly.
The guinea pig people are not likely to come pick the body up until about 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. No worries. Yeah, and that's right. We've got everything ready. Yeah.
I did say to them that if they wanted to sort of see her and visualise her, and we've got a space where they can do that at work if they prefer to do that.
Okay.
But that, you know, so he was gone when I came in early this morning, but I told them that I would euthanise.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So he hadn't died long before. He was still warm. And, but that stone, just no way in hell it was going to budge. Tried everything over the weekend. And he was really declining last night, but I didn't do the treatments till like 10:30. And I thought it's just too late to call them and say, look, he's not doing well, because there was nothing else we could have done.
No.
Just loaded him up on pain relief. So, so anyway, they're fine, and the bill should be done. I did that to the two nights hospital from Saturday. You could take some of the oral meds off that he's not obviously going home on, if you don't mind checking
that.
Yeah,
I'll have a look at that. Yeah, I saw them in the fridge. Yep. Okay. Yeah, and then, Kelwyn's discharging the kikariki now, so, hasn't passed anything.
No. And it's really comfortable. It's hydrated. You know, it's got to come back for the Lucrin in that week. And depending on what they want to do, we could go and surgically remove the egg then.
Yeah.
Or in another week, you know, whatever works. It's not really urgent.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right. Easy. How was Saturday? Is there anything you want?
Saturday was fucked, and I didn't...
yeah.
I haven't actually written most of it up yet.
That's okay.
I just had the weekend from hell. I got home Saturday afternoon at 4:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jeez. We left work at like 3:30.
Yeah.
And then what did I do? I went to come home. Oh, no. No, I knew I didn't have any food at home because I only gotten home, you know,
late
on Friday and then went to work Saturday. So, yeah, there's no food in the house. So I went to go and get some lunch.
Yeah.
And then, so I was only down the road for about 5 minutes and then I get a call from wildlife care about a possum that we'd taken on that morning.
Oh.
And so then I came home and she met me at home, but then she needed to feed some baby fig bird or something she had. And so I went back to work, got her mealworms and crap for the fig bird. And then got home by about 4:30. And then I was back at work again, treating the animals at 7. Okay. I don't know. And then Sunday was the same.
Yeah.
And had to arrange the export paperwork. So that's all sent off. I just spoke to Holly. Hopefully all sorted.
Okay, good.
I don't think I'll need your help with any of that. I'll call you if I do.
Yeah.
The guinea pig. So I was back 3 times yesterday doing the flushes and stuff and meds. It was just, I don't know.
No.
Anyway, that wasn't a good case because you couldn't flush it through from the bladder where Brock had opened it and you couldn't retrograde flush it. It was just stuck and only option was to cut over the stone, which was right at the pelvis, and then do a like a perineal urethrostomy, which would have meant the pig would have been urinating constantly through a hole that wasn't the penis. So, anyway, they weren't going to do any more, but at least he was palliative, and I think he was, pain was pretty much controlled. So.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. Yeah. And the kakariki, I'm not worried about, but must be adamant that they make a revisit appointment for the next Lucrin with Brock, which I think, no, they won't come in Thursday, maybe?
They came
in Thursday or Wednesday?
Friday. It came in on Friday, the kakariki.
Right.
I wasn't here, so it was Friday.
All right.
So depending if you want it with him, it would be Thursday.
I definitely want it with him. And then we can decide if it's a self-injectomy, then probably do it on a day we're both there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if you just write that on the file or something, so there's a note there. I don't want him trying to tackle that when I'm not there.
No.
A single vet day with that sort of op is not fun.
No. What else? Oh, P passed away as well.
That's not surprising.
So that was, I think, like this morning she, or last night. I think it was this morning she meant that she passed away. But she thought it was really quick. So she
Good.
She was doing fine eating, you know, normal. And then Lynn went out to walk the dogs and then came home and she got, like, passed away. So kind of sudden.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That, you know, there was nothing else we could do. And it was just getting beyond a joke.
Yeah.
With the drainage, so.
Yeah. So, that happened. And then, is there anyone that you want us to call from Saturday? Because you got a couple emergencies. There was the big bird Sterling, which was a galah. That you did extra.
That's right. The galah follow-up, definitely.
Yep. Okay. And then there's
the lorikeet.
Oh, the rainbow.
Wagner, yep.
Yep, that one, yep. And
can't even.
Lemoncello was okay.
Lemoncello was fine. They'll just call us when it needs another visit.
Hopalong was a revisit on a turtle.
That went fine.
Yep. And then recheck for a left foot on a conya was your last one.
Yeah, that one went fine.
And then Odin was okay, the ringneck.
Odin was fine, yep.
Yeah, okay. I think that should be.
And good. Friday, can you just go through Friday, please, Matt? Because I'm not sure.
One from Friday is coming in tomorrow. It might need a possible dental. I think maybe crop infection, crop issues. I think just respiratory issues. I think they should all be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were the bladder stones, the guinea pig, and the kakariki that he had in anyway. So, yeah, I think that should be okay. I'll check with Kiri anyway, see if she thinks anybody needs a follow-up, but...
Yeah, cool.
It looks okay.
Thanks, man.
And then, yeah, tomorrow is possibly a dental and a guinea pig. That's on Friday, so I booked her in for him to just reassess in the morning because it's still not eating properly.
Okay.
And then you've got surgery on Pirate, the bearded dragon, for just like a skin debridement thing.
Yep.
So far it's mostly just those two, and then it's just like an incisor trim on Leo, the guinea pig, which is booked in with Brock, but we just weren't conscious, so it should be okay. And then otherwise it's kind of nearly fully booked tomorrow for both ears.
Sure. So that'll make it go fast.
It's a bit full on, yeah.
That's good. Faster is better.
Yes.
What I was going to say, how's Em? Did she have a good holiday?
Yeah, no, she's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I think she had a good holiday,
That's good. Good. Budgie starter.
Yes.
We need some, and I don't know if we can't get it or...
It's on back order.
I thought so.
It takes a while because I think they only make it... They only make, like, so much at certain times, so it's always on back order. I do have a heap of boxes waiting on to come in.
Yep.
So, which is annoying.
I brought some in from home, but what happened on Saturday was Kay, because we didn't have any, Kay drove out to this client's place who couldn't get back. So she drove out to Burpengary and took a full box of her budgie starter from home.
Oh,
so we actually owe Kay a box of whatever she wants. I think she'll want cockatiel crumbles rather than the budgie starter. But
No worries. Okay.
If we could put a note somewhere about that would be good. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep, no worries.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Well, just call me if there's anything else or Kelvin needs some help with that bird. I'm in and out of the study with the girls. So.
Okay. Yeah.
All good.
Okay. All righty. Yeah.
All right, mate.
Yeah, I think. And we'll see how we go.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. No worries.
Bye. Bye. Bye.